Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday. It's May the 16th, and we're all about the arts today. Yeah. We really are. We have so much art to talk about today. It's unreal. Let's start, first of all, with the Greenhouse Theater Project. Yeah. We have Emily Adams. Welcome to Radio Friends. Tell us what the Greenhouse Theater Project is.
Okay, well, we are a new theater company in Columbia, and we are now about to perform our second production, which is Macbeth.
I love your accent.
Thank you. Okay. All the way from Britain.
It's what?
It's all the way from Britain.
All the way from Britain.
All the way from Britain, as is Shakespeare, which is our production, Macbeth. So that's going to be at the Yoga Soul, which is on St. James Street, and it's on from the 24th to the 27th of May.
Yeah. Now, the Greenhouse Theater Project, mm-hmm. you don't have
a space.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We're nomadic.
I like that. One performance might be here, another performance might be there. You don't know where
Absolutely.
It's going to be next.
And that's part of the fun. So we're performing in Yoga Soul, which is a beautiful space.
Where
have you been to Yoga Soul?
No. Yoga Soul?
You have to go to Yoga Soul. It's awesome. It's a new yoga studio, and it's on St. James Street.
Have you been there?
Yoga
Soul. Yoga Soul.
That was my accent. Yoga Soul.
Okay, Yoga Soul. Okay.
And so we're going to be using the space for our production really creatively. It's a lot of, we've kind of cut a lot of the text. It's still going to be in verse, still, you know, original Shakespeare, but it's going to be about 90 minutes long. And we're going to use the rope walls. We're using the space creatively. It's going to be a kind of modern, slick production. Really exciting. We've got a jazz band kind of backing up the action, and we're going to be using
a jazz band with Shakespeare?
Oh, yeah. It's modern. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. You should come and see.
How would Shakespeare feel about this if he knew that you're doing a jazz band with
it? He'd love it. We're being creative. We're being creative, and that's what Shakespeare was about. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Okay. So, since you don't have a particular theater as mm-hmm. your home base,
yeah.
how do you rehearse? Where do you go to rehearse?
Well, we're really fortunate, actually. The lady that owns Yoga Soul is allowing us to use her space for rehearsals. So whenever there's not been yoga classes, we're in there and we're using the space, et cetera, et cetera. So we've been really fortunate with this production. Yeah, we are, yeah. So we'll kind of come in once they're leaving, once they've finished their nice calming state, then we kind of rush in and kind of do our rehearsals and stuff. But that's been great to be in the space that we're actually going to perform
in. So how much time you put into rehearsing there?
Oh, you know, we're going to be there for about, it'll have been over a month because, you know, Shakespeare's meaty. We have to kind of get to real grips with the text.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, okay. Shakespeare's meaty. You know, you can't just kind of rock up and do it. You've got to be prepared. You've got to be well rehearsed. So it's going
to
be good.
I can talk to you. I could talk to you.
Is it just the accent? Hours.
Yeah, it's
and trance.
Lovely. It's lovely.
That's good.
So, are you in it?
I am in it. I am one of the weird sisters, one of the witches. So
no,
I'm going to have like...
You're a witch?
Yeah, I'm going to have like crazy hair and like one weird eye. And it's going to be wonderful. I'm very excited.
Okay.
I'm very excited.
Okay, so when does it open?
It opens on the 24th.
The 24th, so a couple of weeks from now.
Yep, so you can get tickets either on the door, but you can get them online, which I would.
You can get them online?
And I'd encourage you to do that because we sold out in our last production.
Okay.
So
can they ring you up also?
No, it's probably best if they just stick to our webpage.
Were you impressed that I used the term ring you up?
I did, but we don't have a number, so we'll move on.
You don't have a number.
We don't have a number. So if they can visit our webpage.
You don't have a number? Oh, no, you wouldn't have a number since you don't have a permanent house.
Well, exactly. But we do have a webpage, so can I get my webpage link?
All right. So what's the webpage address?
It's www.wix, which is wix.com/ Greenhouse Theatre.
www.wix,
which is wix.com/ Greenhouse Theatre with an R-E.
Greenhouse Theatre.
Yep.
Oh, the R-E, because that's a real sophisticated way of doing theatre.
The British way.
The British way of doing theatre.
If they Google Greenhouse Theatre Project, it also comes up.
All right, Emily Adams, thank you so
much
for coming by.
Not at all.
Okay, now yours is the 24th through the 27th. Now, you got to go to the performance that we're going to talk about now.
Yeah,
with Marie
the dance
Robertson,
recital.
Dance Arts.
Support the arts, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Marie Robertson from Dance Arts, they're having their recital May the 18th and 19th at Jesse Auditorium, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they have like 60 to 70,000 kids dancing on the stage.
You exaggerate.
I'll tell you what, at times it looks like you've got 60 or 70,000 kids on there.
Well, we just keep them coming, don't we?
Oh, you do. It's an evening of light entertainment, but fun. It's fun. Mm-hmm. And some of those dances, Marie, of the older students and mm-hmm. the teachers dance. I mean, this is stuff that you would see in New York, in Chicago,
Los Angeles. Yeah, I've got a good staff.
Oh, it's outstanding. It's outstanding. So you got the cutesy stuff with the kids, mm-hmm. and then you have the really professional dancing. Uh-huh. And this will be at Jesse Auditorium, May the 18th and 19th.
Now, 7 o'clock.
I always like to ask people, when you have such a big cast here, I said 50 or 60,000 people, but how many do you actually have?
Maybe about 300, 350.
300, 350 kids.
Uh-huh.
Now that's...
Well, not just kids, that's everything.
Okay. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people...
It's crowd control.
getting organized and dancing, and all of these costumes. The costumes are beautiful.
And the kids are great. They change like this.
They do.
Yeah.
I can never figure out how fast.
I know you couldn't.
No. Because you rehearse that at your summer intensive dance camp. But if people want to get tickets in advance, they do that, or they can just come right to Jesse?
No, we're selling tickets now at Dance Arts.
Okay.
So they can call 875-1569, and they can come and get tickets when we're open. We have desk hours.
Okay.
Or you can go...
can you go online?
No, you can't go online, but you can, when the doors open at Jesse, it's kind of hard that way because the line forms very early.
Okay. But you can get them at Jesse.
You can
get them, Jesse, at the box office.
Right.
Okay.
But I mean, people start lining up like at 5.
Yes, I know. I know. And the performance starts at what time?
7.
7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it goes till about, 9 or 9.30 or so. And you have, what, about 20 different acts, don't you? 20 or 30 different acts?
Oh, I'd say about 40.
40. Oh, it's more than I thought.
Well, we had the first half and then the second half, but it's a total of 40.
Yeah, okay. It's absolutely wonderful. Mark it on your calendar, May the 18th and 19th. And then the following week, you can go see Greenhouse Theater project at the, where?
Yoga Salt.
Yoga Salt.
James Street.
Okay.
Salt.
Got it.
Not stall.
Thank you, Marie. Marie's been my friend a long time. She knows sometimes things don't click with me, right? We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Mel Zelenik, consumer and travel tips, our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director.
Yay, Travis.
Okay. Our floor director is Danny Madison, but Danny's going to feel bad.
Yay, Danny.
And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser.
Yay, James.
Got it. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.